Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, A Very Special Rainbow.
A reading from the Good News according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were all children once, weren't we? We all started out in that pristine space of total innocence, total openness, total trust that is so characteristic of little ones. That's what makes them so attractive to us. They show us who we were and who we could become if we just let go of our need to be in control. Jesus was an expert on human nature. He knew about the innocence and the insight and the joy of little children. He drew them around him and set them as an example to the old codgers who are always jockeying for position. I love children too. Who doesn't? They fascinate me and inspire me and make me take another look at my experiences. I'd like to tell you about an experience I had, one of the most treasured encounters I've had with a child. It happened some 30 years ago, but it's engraved on my memory. Maybe just because of the simplicity and spontaneity of the encounter. So I was staying with my nephew Robin. He was 3 at the time, while his parents were away. When this happened, it was a lovely summer day, and while he was taking a nap, I sat down on the deck for some prayer time, alone. After a while had passed, I could hear the pitter-patter of his little footsteps coming down the stairs. He found me eventually and asked what I was doing. I wondered for a moment how to respond. This seemed already a sacred moment, and I didn't want to blow it. So I said, "Robin, I'm just talking to God." His reaction was matter of fact. "Oh?" Then I asked him what he thought God looked like. I expected him to describe an old man with a beard sitting in white robes on a cloud. But no, to my surprise, Robin took a moment to be quiet, thoughtful, then reached out his little hand to form an arc in the air as he said, "God is a rainbow, a very special rainbow." No one had ever taught him that. He drew his image from a precious well within him that bubbled up to teach me a new image, not only of God, but of a child's capability of experiencing the wonderment of holy mystery. That day I knew once more that every one of us, including and especially the child within us, is invited to live in a mystical mode that shapes us over and over into the image of our Creator. For the one who is least among you is the greatest. What do you think God looks like?